This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton, and I kind of want to chat with you guys today as if you were each one of my one-on-one clients, for real, because my sense is that there are many people listening who right now or at times feel lost or frustrated or overwhelmed and confused, maybe even just distracted, related to your personal journey towards fat loss or fitness or improved health. And I really think that those feelings, whether it's lost, frustrated, overwhelmed, distracted, you know, confused, I really think those feelings stem from a weakness in your own foundation. And I don't mean like who you are as a human. I mean your fat loss foundation or your fitness foundation, the mechanics, the basics, the core elements of change. And I want to help you create this solid foundation so that you are not constantly distracted by what other people are doing or the next latest greatest thing that comes around. First, I want to talk about the problem that I am seeing, the issue that I am seeing, and then, of course, I want to spend the majority of the time talking about the solution. And I might sound a little bit all over the place in this episode, and that's because I am. And the reason for that is this need for this message about the foundation has been coming at me all week, past couple weeks, from several different directions. Number one, I'm in week 9 with my fat loss fast track clients, and so we're all about the foundation, the foundation, the foundation. I'm also gearing up for my spring fat loss fast tracks, and so I'm like, all right, how can we really kind of tweak this, make it better, make it more effective so that they come out of it with this rock solid foundation? And I'm also in my own personal life really leveling up my own game and then responding to all of these emails and questions and challenges from folks who I've told about these changes I'm making in my own life. And so this message about the foundation is really coming from several directions. So there are lots of factors pointing me to this episode from different directions, and I'll ramble a little bit, but I hope you find it very helpful. What I am seeing is that too many people are getting distracted, right? The other thing is that most people dramatically undervalue consistency and they overvalue novelty. They overvalue novelty and undervalue consistency, the foundation, the basics, the mechanics, right? We kind of go back and forth between either trying new things that we think will help us reach our goals or making excuses and exceptions, right? So it's either intense effort or no effort at all. But even those periods of intense effort, they're not consistent. We're trying different things like, oh, I think I'm going to do Whole 30. No, I'm going to do fasting. Oh, no, I'm really going to focus on my workouts. No, I'm going to count macros, right? Intense effort in and of itself isn't consistency. And consistency is absolutely required for results. When you are changing strategies all the time, that's inconsistent, right? Then add to that that effort and focus varies day to day with like, oh, it's a special occasion. Oh, I don't feel like it. Oh, I'm not motivated. That is also inconsistent. So we have this compounded inconsistency. We are not consistent with a strategy. We're like, oh, so-and-so is doing this. I'm going to try this. What if I did this? And then we're inconsistent with our application of inconsistent strategies. I really want you to let that settle in. It's not just that we're inconsistent in the work we do. We're inconsistent in our application of inconsistent strategy. So we're making it hard on so many levels, and it doesn't have to be that way. And we don't have to build consistency in both areas at once, like the strategy and the application of the strategy, but we do need to move in that direction if we want results. And I know if you can hear my voice right now that you want results. First, we've got to be willing to let go of what doesn't work, right? And one of the biggest things that doesn't work is changing strategy all the time. Chances are you've been doing that for a long time, maybe years or decades. Like maybe 10 years ago, it was, oh, Weight Watchers. Then it was Jenny Craig. And now it's keto or intermittent fasting or macro counting or Whole 30. Changing strategy in and of itself all the time is inconsistent. Consistency drives results, and we can't just consistently be going at something. We have to have a consistent strategy applied consistently, right? So it doesn't work to be changing strategy all the time, and it also doesn't work to be changing your level of effort and engagement and focus all the time either. The first thing we need to do as we transition into this conversation about the solution here, we need a solid foundation. We need habits, right? And trying to lose weight is not a habit. Trying to get fit is not a habit. It's not. I shared on a blog the other day, and I think I've shared it on a podcast or maybe within the Fat Loss Fast Track, I don't know. One of the lessons I learned from Ben Bergeron is this idea of a framework that goes like this: mechanics, then consistency, then relative intensity. So first are the basics. What are the pieces I need to have in place to drive results? Then, am I consistent in my application of those things? Mechanics. What are the pieces I need to have in place to drive results? Consistency. Am I routinely, without exception, applying those basics? And then and only then do we get to the third step of relative intensity. Unfortunately, most people skip straight to relative intensity. It's the shiny thing. I'm going to do intermittent fasting. I'm going to do this extended fast that Elizabeth is talking about. Oh no, I think I'm going to go keto. I'm going to count macros. Those are just the same old dieting tricks and tactics you've been doing for years, and they exhaust you, and at best, they give you temporary results. I need you to build this foundation, to identify your mechanics, what makes sense for you and where you are at right now. Before we talk about how to do that and what that might look like for you, I want to give you a little bit more context as to why I feel this is so important to bring up right now. Because I want, as I share, you know, back in episode 302, I shared that this is this period of push for me, right? And I knew full well that sharing that with you would mean it's just as important for me to respond to the confusion and criticism that comes from that, not just ride this as this happy wave of me sharing, because in the criticism and confusion that comes from me being very open, I've been putting up daily blogs about my workouts and what I'm eating. That's not just like there are tons of people that are like, oh my gosh, I love this. It's helping me stay focused. It's helping me stay motivated. And that's awesome. That's what I want. But I am as excited about the confusion and criticism it brings, because in those critiques, in that confusion, are super powerful lessons that we need to be talking about. And so as I share, whether it's on the podcast or on the blog, when I get a theme of responses that I think represent something holding people back, I want to straight up address it. And so that's kind of part of what this episode is about, all right? So back in episode 302, I shared that, you know, 2016 was a period of patience for my body for 100 million reasons, and I talked about some of them in the podcast, and this is now a period of push. I also, a couple episodes before that, even though it's completely unrelated, shared that I'm doing an extended fast with my girlfriend Ella. Those details and the whys and the what's and the hows are in episode 300. And they've brought up some questions and some confusion and some concerns. And as I address them, the foundation that I want to establish here is that this is how I'm leveling up my journey now that I have a rock solid foundation. If you are not yet consistent in the applications of the basics that drive results for you, that's where your focus needs to be. Not on the new thing I'm doing. I'm not saying you can't follow along with it as a way of getting encouraged and inspired and bringing your attention to push and what that looks like, right? But it doesn't mean that you do it my way. And it also doesn't mean that you should understand my way, because what I'm doing right now for me is based on my journey. The fact that I am so confident in the work I've done over years to establish a foundation where I now feel like I fairly effortlessly apply the mechanics of what drives results consistently. So now I can move to intensity, right? Now I can move to a higher level of intensity in my workouts. I can move to an intensity of say, hey, let's do a 5-day fast. Not every week, not every month, once in a year, probably once in my lifetime. And who knows, it might not even be 5 days. I don't know. But the reason that I'm going to this stage of relative intensity is because I have my mechanics and my consistency down, right? That's so important. I would not have done even an intermittent fast or an extended fast before I was eating clean consistently, right? If you aren't consistently eating clean, if you aren't consistently eating for fat loss, if you haven't solidified that foundation for you, then you are doing yourself a disservice to consider jumping to something more intense. The only place you need to stay with your attention and your intensity and your focus and your daily commitment is in building your foundation, right? This is just an example, right? But if you're reading my blogs about more intense workouts, but you're still not mastering that fundamental foundation of listening to your body's hunger signals, and you, for example, just still find yourself just snacking just because you want something sweet after dinner or such and such looks good, but you're in this pattern still of routinely eating when you're not hungry, that's a foundational element you've got to address before you start comparing and contrasting. We all need our own solid foundation, and we build on that. Mechanics first, consistency second. The other thing that comes up here, I think, is a great opportunity to talk about when we're emphasizing the importance of your foundation, is the need to keep your eyes on your own work. It doesn't mean we can't look to people for encouragement. There are so many people. You know, part of the reason I made this move that I talked about in episode 302 is because I want to be encouraged and inspired by people who are more advanced in their fitness, more advanced in their discipline, more advanced in their mindset than I am. But that doesn't mean I'm comparing and saying I should do what they do. Think about it. If I go into this new gym and I look at some of the most elite athletes in the world and I'm like, wow, how often do they train and for how long and what do they eat? And I should just do all of that. No, I'm not there yet. So we can look to other people for inspiration, but that doesn't mean we mimic what they're doing, because what matters is our journey and what's the next logical progression for us. The next logical progression is not for me to eat and train like the fittest woman in the world does. No. When I keep my eyes on my own work, I'm always thinking about, what is the next step for me? What is the work that I need to do, right? There's no doubt that some of you listening to this podcast have a more solid foundation than I do, whether that's nutritionally or from a fitness standpoint, from a financial standpoint or a mindset standpoint. Others of you don't have the solid foundation that I do. Like I said, never in a million years would I have entertained the idea of fasting a few years ago when I wasn't consistently eating clean, right? Never 6 months ago, even, I wouldn't have. When I had a new thyroid diagnosis that I was trying to figure out, my life was changing every 10 seconds. I wouldn't have done it then. But right now, based on my foundation, it is a logical next step for me. These more intense workouts are a logical next step for me because I have a solid foundation that I can build upon. I know I've mastered the mechanics that work for me right now, and I am consistent in the application of them. So a couple of questions for you. Do you know the basics that work for you, that get results for you? Do you know what they are? I'm not asking if you do them yet. Do you know what they are? For most of my clients, it's things like journaling, fat loss breakfast, golden rules of carbs and fat loss, sleep, right? Those are some of the kind of core basics for most of my clients. Do you know what those core basics are for you? And then, are you consistently implementing them? Are you consistently implementing them? That is where you need to be doing your work. Now, I don't know what your basics need to be. Within the Fat Loss Fast Track, that's the work I do. I help people figure out their basics, and then I focus them on them, and I refocus them on them. I teach mechanics, and I coach consistency. I certainly can't build your foundation for you, and I can't, on a podcast, tell you what elements you need to be focusing on. But what I am saying is, what you need to get back to is, do you know the basics that work for you, and are you consistently implementing them? And you don't move on to the next shiny thing without that foundation in place. What I want to spend the next few minutes doing is sharing with you some of the major things that I see missing in people's foundations, and also the things that I coach on the most because they drive results for most people. And so once we know that, we're working on consistent implementation, right? Now, you guys know that I think journaling is super, super critical, foundational element. But before we get to that one, honest to God, I think one of the most important foundational elements is your attitude. I really do. You might not like that because you want to talk nutrition, you want to talk fitness, but honestly, I think one of the core aspects of a solid foundation for results is your attitude. You're not going to build your own foundation if you're focused on everybody else's. You're not. So, with so much love and encouragement, to those of you who are thinking about or talking about or emailing me about what I'm doing and my motives for my choices, or, you know, we have this private Facebook group for the upcoming fast and people that want to kind of participate in that or see what it's about. For people who are thinking about or talking about or emailing me about what other people are saying in that Facebook group or other people's motives for doing a fast, or for those of you that are sharing your opinions with me or maybe thinking them yourself about what I'm doing and if it makes sense or if it's healthy or not or whatever. If you're going to make meaningful, lasting, sustainable change in your own life, I really want to encourage you to focus on that and not on other people's changes or motives, because at best, you're not well informed, right? At best, you're not well informed. Even if it was a good use of your energy, like it helped you in some way, at the very best, you don't have all the information, right? It's normal and natural and very, very culturally common to have an opinion on what other people are doing. But the reality is that you're only seeing one tiny piece of it. You don't know their backstory or their motives. You don't know what research they've done. You don't know what their foundation looks like or how long they've been building it. You only get one slice of their mindset on it, whatever it is that they felt fit to share in that moment, if anything. So you're kind of basing your thoughts on assumptions. But not only that, it doesn't help you build your foundation. Stay in your lane. There is always so much that you can do to move forward in your life and in your health. And I want you to keep your energy there. Your foundation, what makes sense for you, right? You will benefit so much from just staying in your lane, focusing on what represents an improvement for you. It is so easy to either focus on other people, right? Or on what you don't understand, what you can't do, what's hard, or what happened yesterday. But you can focus on what you need to do, what you can do, what you're able to do, what you do know, what improvements you can make today. And I really feel strongly that that is a foundational attitude you must establish for lasting success. Now, from a more concrete perspective, I want to talk to you about journaling. I have done a full episode on journaling, and it is a massive focus within the Fat Loss Fast Track. Let me be clear, and I'm going to link to that episode in the show notes over on primalpotential.com for this episode. But when I say journaling, I'm not talking about 20 minutes of, like, you know, hearts and flowers and feelings. And I'm also not talking about weighing and measuring your food or counting calories or counting macros or counting carbs. I'm not. The act of journaling is honestly as simple as teaching yourself to pay attention. Teaching yourself to pay attention to your choices and your body and how you feel and what's working and what's not working. You know, somebody emailed me the other day and they said that they wanted to know what my most effective strategy is for measuring progress, because I've said that I don't use a scale, which is true. I don't use a scale. And I said, you know, my most effective, and this has changed a little bit. I used to find it really, really, really valuable to take pictures. And I think part of the reason that worked for me is because then I wasn't very familiar with my body. I had been ignoring it. Like, literally, I wouldn't turn the lights on in the bathroom. I wouldn't look at myself in the mirror. I had been ignoring my body for so long. I needed the concrete feedback of pictures to be able to step back and be like, okay, yeah. You know, when I look in the mirror, I don't see that. But when I look at the pictures side by side, I can totally see what's happening here. But now where I'm at, I've developed such a keen body awareness. I feel changes in my body day to day. So right now where I am at, because I have this foundation of paying attention to my body, that the best way for me to monitor progress day to day is to freaking pay attention to my body. So, and I've shared this before, I pay attention to how my hands feel, because that's one of the first places that I notice if I'm feeling bloated. Every morning when I wake up, I touch my lower belly area because I know the changes in what that feels like. There are certain places in my body where it's really easy, if I look at them or touch them, to see day to day, week to week, am I going in the right direction or am I not? So awareness is really my biggest tool right now to know, am I doing what I need to do for my goals? And that aside, journaling really helps teach that skill of paying attention, because much of the problem when we aren't reaching our goals is because we're not paying attention to them, right? The other thing that I think is huge about journaling and why I think it's an essential part of a foundation is that it's objective. So many people feel like they're eating clean and they're making all these improvements, but then when I look at their journal, I'm like, okay, you realize that you have some kind of indulgence every day or several times a week. In our heads, we make these special cases like, oh, it's somebody's birthday, I'm tired, I'm stressed, it's a holiday, I was good all week. But your journal is just going to be really objective about inconsistency, right? Special or not, it's just inconsistent. We have kind of awful recall. We tend to overvalue our great choices and then undervalue our inconsistencies. To us, they are these special exceptions. But on paper, what the journal tells us is there is a pattern. There is a routine that is holding us back. And it shows what works and what doesn't work. I see this all the time when I review clients' journals. Hey, you're eating when you're not hungry. Or it really seems like those bars aren't working for you because one often turns into two, or you have a snack shortly after a bar, so it really didn't satisfy your hunger, or it just made you want sweet things. Or the other thing the journal shows is you're not following the golden rules. Another critical element for most people in terms of establishing this foundation, was, which is what I really want to help you do, is the fat loss breakfast. Do you know the mechanics of the fat loss breakfast? And are you consistent with it? And I'm not, when I say fat loss breakfast, I'm not implying that you eat this food and it magically burns fat. That's not what I'm saying. When I say fat loss breakfast, what I mean is a meal that sets you up to be more likely to burn fat throughout the day because of the hormonal signals that the food choices send, right? It's not like, oh, eat this and you burn fat. It's more like, eat this because eating this other thing is going to make it less likely that you burn fat all day long, right? So I'll link to episodes in the show notes where I've talked specifically about the mechanics of the fat loss breakfast. What does that look like? What does it not look like? I've also done Q&A episodes on that. So I will link up those. I think the first one is Q&A 6 way back when. The other one about the most common questions, I think, is episode 115, but I will link those up in the show notes over on primalpotential.com. So that's another part of the foundation for people, is this idea of how you start the day. And it doesn't matter if you're eating this right when you wake up or 6 hours after you wake up. It's about that first meal you have after waking, and is it setting you up for success? Are you being consistent with that? Because if you're not, then you don't need to go to the intensity of like, oh, I want to do intermittent fasting. No, you need the basics down pat. Two other things really quickly that I see as areas where most people do not have a solid foundation, and they really need to emphasize that before they move on to intensity or more advanced strategies. The golden rules of carbs and fat loss. I go into those in detail in episode 195. And if you want more results and you're not consistent there, then that's where your effort needs to be. Not on counting anything, not on stepping up your workouts, not on doing some fasting thing. Build the foundation first. And then the last thing is eating when you're not hungry. Or not even really knowing, is this real hunger or is this not? That is a part of the foundation. That is a huge part of what I teach in the Fat Loss Fast Track. Are you even aware when you sit down for lunch about how hungry you are, or what would happen if it was 2 hours later, or if the meal was half the size, or if your breakfast was half the size, or if your dinner was twice the size, or you cut out those snacks that you have when you just get that first little sensation of hunger in your belly? Knowing what true hunger is for you, and making sure that you have a solid foundation of, I give my body fuel when it needs fuel, and I don't give my body fuel when it doesn't need fuel. If you don't have that as a solid, consistent part of your foundation, leave the intensity alone. It comes down to this. Do you know which habits drive results for you, and are you consistent in the application of them? Those are the only two questions that matter for most people. Once you've consistently mastered the basic habits that drive results for you, then and only then move on to any type of relative intensity or advanced strategies. And always, always, always keep your eyes on your own work, because it's about your journey. And while we can look to other people for encouragement, for motivation, for ideas, we're not looking to apply their strategies to our journey, because where we need to be going is the next step for us. And anytime we skip steps, we erode our foundation. And that is going to lead to short-term results, which is the frustration everybody wants to avoid. And more than that, when you are assessing what somebody else is doing and if it's right or wrong, you're out of your lane, you're not using your energy well, and you're drawing conclusions based on assumptions, because you only know a part of their journey, of their process, of their story, of their goals, of their mindset. So it's just not a great way to try and make any type of conclusion, and it's not going to help you move forward. I want to remind you guys, because a huge part of this foundation is the structure and the implementation, and really understanding like, what are the big rocks and what are the things I don't really need to worry about? Like, you know, if I'm drinking diet soda, is that something in my foundation that's a crack that I really need to address? And so recognizing that a lot of people have a need for help in establishing this foundation is why I created the Fat Loss Fast Track. Because like I said, I teach the mechanics and I coach on consistency. And I know I've mentioned this a few times, I will continue to, because in April 2nd, we kick off the next Fat Loss Fast Track. It's 12 weeks of coaching. It's very, very sustainable, because we only have one challenge each week. So each week, this is the focus. You're not overwhelmed. And the great thing about it too is instead of like traditional quote unquote diet plans, which you might have done in the past, and the Fatless Fast Track is not a diet, every week it's something different. So you're less likely to get really hyper engaged at the beginning and then kind of fizzle out, because every single Sunday the challenge changes, and that really helps people stay engaged and involved and excited and not get bored with the process. There is a wait list, and I will open up registration to the wait list first. So if you are thinking this might be right for you, then you definitely want to be on the wait list. And I will link to that wait list over on the show notes for this episode. But you can also go to primalpotential.com/shop. And when you see Fat Loss Fast Track and you click on it, that will take you directly to the wait list. So I love you guys. I hope this was helpful to you, and I will chat with you soon.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word PRIMAL to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.